Rangers Rambles.
All right, we're back on the air. Greetings, everyone. I am Jolt, chief host of the Three Raiders podcast. And as usual, I am joined with my co-host, Evira.
Hello. Hey, everyone. What's going on?
Next up, who is returning to the show? Mikhail.
Hello.
How you doing today?
Good.
Good to have you back on the show.
Good to be back.
Mm-hmm. Next up on the show, Sparky.
Hi.
And last of all, we have somebody who's off and running a little late, Anubistan. He'll probably say hi when he gets back. Enough of the time being, he'll just want to go out. He's just out. And yeah, so we'll look forward to, we'll see him on the show soon, if any luck. Other than that though, so what are we gonna begin with today?
Well, we've got a lot of interesting topics. For instance, it's February. So that means it's Black History Month. But did you guys know there's a Black Furry History Month?
I didn't know. Really?
According to Twitter, yeah, that's a thing.
It is. I mean, you look at it, and then they say, this is the month of Furry Black History Month and hashtag Fur of Color Month.
Mm. Yeah. So I'm orange. Does that mean that I'm a fur of color?
Orange dog are bad.
No. Oh no. Oh, you're right. Oh no. Orange dog are bad. Oh. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry.
No. Everybody here loves our orange doggo. You got nothing to worry about.
Okay.
Man, I mean, it wouldn't be funny if even you know. Trump was considered, you know, color.
Well, he would be a lion if he ever had a fursona.
Orange. Does that make him an orange lion? And does that make him bad?
Well, yeah, probably. I don't know.
But anyway, though.
Not to me. But yeah.
Well,
so,
not to us. But here's some of the. Let's check this out. Okay. So this is just basically. Is this guy even black?
He's a fur of color.
Right. But
oh, wait. Did they delete my post? I tweeted something yesterday at these guys, and I said, why do we need to have a furry Black History Month? Isn't this whole fandom just about ignoring skin color and just being a furry?
That's the essence of the fandom, isn't it? But no.
It used to be.
Too bad. Look at this. It's just...
Oh god, that freaking furry pizza connoisseur guy.
No, it's fun, isn't it though?
I mean,
why do we gotta politicize this shit?
I don't know. I have a lot of friends who are of different races and whatnot, but the thing is, I don't understand why we have to acknowledge skin color. Shouldn't we just acknowledge that we're all just furries and ignore that stuff?
I know. I mean, furry hasn't got to be about race, too. No. That's the thing.
Nah, I mean, the whole idea of being a speciesist is that it's a joke, that you don't make those kind of distinctions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, well, cats are better than dogs. Speciesist! Well, you know, that's the whole joke. But, nah, people are taking this seriously.
Honestly, though, you know something. If we want to talk about freaking furry Black history, can we actually just ask, like, does the furry KKK even exist?
Oh, I don't know. Well, they would call us, you know, the KKK or the furry Nazis or whatnot. You know, that's what they would call us because, you know, of course they would.
I'm sorry. I'm just reading the freaking live comments. It's like, Gil the Hedgehog says, where's Filthy Frank when you need him?
It's time to stop. Where are your parents? So, what do you guys think are the pros and cons of having a furry Black History Month?
There is none. I mean, I can't even for the life of me figure out the purpose of actual human Black History Month.
I don't understand it either.
Yeah. It's not like they're all, you know, blah blah blah. Other than just to blurt like we was kings and shit.
Yeah. Well, there is something I would like to mention though. As we all know, that the furry fandom is primarily like white people. You know,
yes, that's the majority the demographic.
And correct. I was watching this Vice documentary. I don't know if any of you guys have seen it. It's pretty short. It's about 10 minutes long. But they introduced people to furries, and they had an African-American on, and he was asking a fursuiter, how white is the fandom? As if, you know, like, race was an issue.
Mm.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, I found your tweet.
Yeah, okay. Oh, they didn't delete it yet.
It wasn't deleted. It was just basically hashtag combing.
Yeah, so it says, can you scroll up a little bit? Okay, yeah. What does being a person of color have to do with being a furry? In this fandom, we leave identitarian labels behind, right? I mean, who cares what skin, who cares what color your skin is? Furry is furry.
Pretty much.
I actually said, I made a tweet earlier that was a little bit more risque, and I didn't, I actually had to edit it because I would have gotten banned from Twitter.
So. I saw it and I thought.
Oh, you did?
I saw one of them and I was like, dang, he's got the guts to do something for once.
Yeah, but I knew that if I actually didn't delete it, I would get banned from Twitter because of it.
So, yeah, yeah.
You gotta.
Is it because Twitter is.
What's the group I'm looking for?
At least it's not as bad as Facebook, which bans anyone left and right.
Oh, by the way, guys, this is Anubistan. He's back. Hello.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? You know what also bothers me, too? Like, hashtag fur of color. Does this mean all the white... Is it actually the month where we all say, like, kill all the white personas? Well, not us.
Yeah, right?
What the heck?
Black Lives Matter. So, like, all the Jaguars, all the Black Labradors, all the Black Cats, all their lives matter.
I would just say all of them, man, they're just shut up and get along for once.
Yeah,
who gives a shit?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what Foxler was saying for God knows how long.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what most reasonable people think, right?
But yeah, you know what, though?
What reasonable people?
That's literally everyone else in the family who doesn't give a shit about this whole politicking. But yeah.
I met one from Illinois named Diesel Raccoon who doesn't give a shit about the political.
He got raked under the coal, but he's doing alright.
Well, I don't like the idea of this whole Black Furry History Month, and it's not even because I'm a racist and I'm a this and that. No, it's because
I can't even find anything that is worth celebrating done by the Black Furries, even in the early days of the fandom.
But that's not even the point, though. The whole point is that's against the idea of the entire fandom to begin with. You know, we're not supposed to bring in our human labels and whatnot. That's not how it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
It just divides people.
It's just virtue signaling.
Oh, that too.
We don't need that in the fandom. Taking a shot at you, Sonic Fox, for that one.
I mean, I wouldn't be. I mean, I can go through his Twitter and say, like, I bet you he's probably hashtag furry Black History Month. Oh, right. Like,
that's what
December 2018, Black Furry becomes the so-called best gamer. Nope. January 2019, Black Furry Gamer gets knocked off his throne.
Oh.
What an achievement.
Damn. Well,
I mean, I think we should just leave the politics out of the fandom. But, please. You know, the left just wants to keep it in here.
Yeah, that's they did.
By the way.
It's like an invasion.
By the way, you know who else is a fur of color?
Foxler!
Foxler, and of course, myself.
And then there's also Cody Wolf.
Yeah, a lot of us. I mean...
A lot of us that are furry raiders are different backgrounds and ethnicities, and we don't give a shit.
No, but the thing is, we have to give a shit, right? Like, we have to care. Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't support furries of color? Are you a racist? Like, that's how they think, you know? I don't care about that.
Imagine if a person who is pasty white like me were to say something like that.
I would immediately laugh my butt off. I would immediately just laugh.
Well, I just said it, and I'm white.
I know, but if someone just randomly said it like that out of the blue, I would probably start laughing.
I'd probably duck and cover because Antifa is going to bash him with chains.
Now, if there's some on, like me around, because I won't let that happen.
You know what, though? You know what I'm obliged to say right now?
Just say it.
Black Lives Matter.
Yes, Black Lives Matter.
What? That group needs to seriously
Black Lambs.
Oh my god.
No, yeah. Labs, like Labrador Retriever.
The group like Black Lives Matter seriously needs to go to 1960, whatever it was. I think like 1964 or something.
Hey. What would happen if you basically took like, you know, let's say if in the fur of color, like if you pulled the clan robe off a furry, what would they actually be?
Right? Like,
let's see, a bunch of scaredy cats? Is they're too scared that they might get exposed?
Oh goodness, that is what.
So Black Labs Matter and Orange Doggo Bad.
And not to mention, I'm still waiting for the day where all the freaking...
Oh, yeah, and the freaking doesn't end there about freaking... Oh, the whole Black History Month. So freaking the whole Mary Poppins is racist.
Why is that gentleman, we'll considered that racist for crying out loud?
We'll get to that in a minute. But
yeah, that's the next topic.
But
it's because of the soot. It's because of the soot from the chimney sweeping scene where like they're all covered in like the black soot. It looks like blackface.
I would love to get all of the leftists in one room so I can school them on why.
Is it considered like Orange Doggo Bad and Blue Fourth Bad as well?
Oh yeah, it doesn't matter what color you are.
I mean, look, I want them to, you know, if they want to play the full fur color game, I want them to freaking consider the Sparkle Dogs.
God damn. Ooh, the Sparkle. Well, they're every color, so they're like very privileged, you know.
They're like one up above the LGBT flag.
Yeah. They're way.
I have yet to see a furry with their fursuits as those exact colors. I haven't seen them yet.
Oh, Sparkle Dogs are almost a dime a dozen sometimes. Well, implying fursuits aren't cheap.
Yeah, make furries great again and keep politics out of our furry conventions.
Yeah, freaking Timmy. Sparkle Dogs needs to die.
Oh, God.
Oh, Tony.
Tony. What
do people crack me up?
Wait, hey. Scorch says, but what about Green Dragon History Month?
Oh! Well, we gotta have that too, of course. Okay.
Aren't dragons considered a protected species?
That's a good question. Well, let's basically give dragons some reservations like they would, like the American Native Americans.
Yeah. For every dragon, a castle and a village to plunder.
Oh, speaking of dragons, SDX Darker says, I am a dragon of color with purple hair. Please respect me or I will get you fired from your job.
Respect.
Oh, and who wants to sing? Oh, and before we go to the next topic, who wants to sing this one? Boxfighter Husky says, oh, wish I was in the land of cottons. Furry cons are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie Fur.
Wait, Foxer did that, or?
Hey, I mean, if we honestly, one of these days,
is it actually a bad thing that I have that song Dixieland in my head? Like, I actually know the words.
I mean, I want, look, let me just straight up say this for posterity, that one of these days, I want us to record Dixie Fur.
I could get a few of my buddies to do that for us.
All right. Oh, I mean, I want us to do a proper song with a backing track on. And probably the best damn person with the best damn voice singing it.
Which one?
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
We have a lot of artists in the fandom already. Some that sing, some that draw. Where the hell are these sculptors when you need them?
Oh, God. No, imagine getting the Confederate fursuit to sing that.
Oh, yeah, Magnus.
Get his ass to sing that.
I've spoken to him before. I can ask him.
Oh, God. I really hope you get him to do that, because that would be so hilarious.
I mean, I don't know where he lives, but...
Oh, one day.
I don't know.
Let's get ready to jump on then. I mean, I've spoken to Magnus once, but yeah, one day I'm speaking with him again. So, next up, you were talking about Mary Poppins. Mm-hmm. We were talking about how it was racist.
Oh, an American classic being called racist. Haven't we heard that thrown up before?
And of all the outlets, it was the New York Times who basically made us think about it.
Oh, piss off.
From something in 1964, no less. And, you know, it just comes off the heel as a new Mary Poppins movie.
It's a chimney sweeping scene. Like, of course you're going to get freaking soot all over, yeah.
Oh, guys.
Okay, for all of the leftist furs that are probably watching this and pressing the dislike button, you know who you are. They're only doing that because of the fact that when you are out of those chimneys, you get that black soot because no one bothers to clean them.
All right, guys, let me just break down exactly what they're upset about. Mary Poppins, you know, came out in 1964. They think she's doing blackface because she went down the dirty chimney with all the other chimney sweepers and got some soot on her face, and she wanted to be part of them. Here's the thing, though. In this same song, they were praising women's right to vote. It's called A Step in Time. So what they did was Mary Poppins brought the children back in time to, like, the 1900s. And you know, they met some dancing chimney sweepers. Yes, they had dirt on their faces because, you know, they're doing their job. And then Mary Poppins, you know, gets involved. She gets a little dirty, too. She's dancing with them, you know, whatever. And then at the end of the song, they're praising women's right to vote. You know, vote for women. That's part of the song. And yet they're calling this racist. What, do you think Mary Poppins, who's praising women's right to vote, is doing this intentionally to be making fun of black people? Like, is this really where we are right now?
Apparently.
This is what's happening. People are, it's like they're making things up to be upset about. But this New York Times article that Jolt is shown right now actually came from a professor at a college who is saying it's racist.
Okay, who is the professor and where did he get his degree from? Clown school or something?
Well, I mean, you can get a degree in gender studies and be so.
Yeah. Fuck.
I mean, that's the problem, though. Like, everything is racist. Like, literally everything. Mary Poppins, of all things. I mean,
look. Really? In light of what you've just brought up, since that's, you know, in that one song saying that women's rights to vote, does that mean that giving women the right to vote is now a racist thing?
Yes. Yes, it is. Of course. Because, you know, Mary Poppins had some dirt on her face, you know, when she was dancing with the chimney.
Oh. So that means the only way to not be racist is to roll back women's right to vote.
Sure.
If that's what people want to do, then apparently. I don't want to be a part of that.
It's like, but these people are just doing their job. You know,
wait a minute. So that means everyone, like all the traditionalists.
It also doesn't end there. It's like, you know, that one article, it's like, that we're also neglecting to talk about. It's like the Phoenix Men offended by historic image of coal miners.
Yeah, indeed. Oh, like, this blackface thing has gone even further. Yes.
It's even they're now attacking the industry.
How about the military when one guy had his face painted?
Yeah, I just talked about that a little while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And but the bottom line, though. These are just people doing their jobs, and oh my goodness, sometimes they get a little dirty. Now, does that mean they're making fun of black people? No! No, it doesn't! No, they're not.
This.
What the heck?
I'm just doing my job, goddammit!
Like, who gets offended by this?
I mean,
are you offended?
A lot of people.
How?
Because they want to be offended by nearly every single thing that you say.
I'm just waiting for Trump to win again in 2020.
Like,
I will vote for him in 2020.
Freaking look at this.
Unless it's just not like
you go in there, you dig up a piece of coal, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, my face is so dirty. I'm already a racist because I'm clean.
Oh, Toonie brings up a good point in the comments. He says that there was a Pokemon that was actually banned for being, blackface, which I think it was...
Oh, it's Jinx, isn't it?
Yeah, Jinx, yeah. They turned it purple instead of black. The thing is, it wasn't made to make fun of black people. Just in this article, you know, these coal miners, they weren't putting dirt on their faces to make fun of a different race. It's their job. Like, who gets offended by that? I don't understand.
Like I said, a lot of people do get offended by it.
Well, I did. I used to watch that. I don't think that exists anymore. Dirty Jobs, and you had this one guy as the host.
Yeah, Mike Rowe. Yeah, exactly.
I forgot his name, but his I know face. The show.
Yeah.
He still have it on occasion.
Some of those fucking jobs I would not want to do.
His face gets really dirty, and people are like,
now
they're complaining about over that kind of stuff, getting dirty over a dirty job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Though, Mike Rowe was actually on Fox News, and he's a conservative. He supports Donald Trump. So you can just imagine. I'm just going to make a prediction.
Hey, Anubistan, what's up with the tapping?
In the future,
somebody's going to show this.
Mute, please.
Somebody's going to bring up...
Yeah, please don't.
All right. I'm making a prediction. In the future, somebody's going to look at that show, Dirty Jobs, and be like, uh-oh, Mike Rowe is making the blackface because he went into a sewer and got dirty. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You'll see.
Or he went into a cult... Or he went to work with coal on a trailer and got his face dirty, and they're going to be screaming blackface over that.
Yeah, something. Especially because
all you have to do is just go on YouTube, look up Dirty Jobs, and see how many dislikes all the videos have of him with his face all dark. And
all right.
You know what?
SDX in the comments brings up another good point. He says, imagine... a black guy in a bake shop with white flour all over his face. Is that racist? Now, when he said that, it reminded me of something that Nick Cannon did on, I think it was America's Got Talent. Nick Cannon is, you know, obviously black, but he dressed up as a mime and painted his face white to do.
They
the
don't care.
Thing. Is that wrong? Is that racist? I don't know. Double standards.
I don't think so, because back in, like when they were doing black and white films, you had to basically cover your face with a paste. So they would not consider that racist at all.
Well, no, you have to just, you know, do it for the cameras. But this happened just recently, you know, a couple years ago. Nick Cannon, you know, he put white face paint on to dress up as a mime. Now, was he making fun of white people? No. And no one's going to bash him for that. But if somebody wanted to, you know, impersonate a black guy or something, or like Michael Jackson or whatever, and they darken their face with makeup.
Wait a minute. Like, if you're going to impersonate Michael Jackson, don't you wear white face or black face? Or do you wear half and half?
Yeah, it depends what time period you're talking about. Okay, let's say Obama.
I was thinking the Michael Jackson time period, Captain EO. That's probably 1986.
Yeah.
Who the heck is Captain EO?
It's supposed to be a 3D theater that used to be at Epcot. They also, when Michael Jackson passed away, they decided to play that in theaters. In honor of him.
Aw. Oh, that's so sweet.
By the way, there's still a little bit more just from that one blackface article, but you'll never guess who put on blackface.
Let's say...
it was Mickey Mouse.
Oh, no!
Was it because of a few black and white
it wasn't
episodes
so much
of him?
I mean, if they're re-releasing in color, sure, they could... But at the same time, apparently Mickey basically blackens his face with dynamite to play Topsy.
What?
A crazy-haired, raggedy-dressed, comically unruly black child from the book whose name had become synonymous with the Piccaninny stereotype.
Oh, dear God.
This is from 1933. Wow. Okay.
Dear Lord.
Sorry, I'm just looking.
Okay, I figured it was from 1933, because if it was recent, then yikes.
So, let's add basically blowing yourself up with dynamite as racist, and using a gunpowder to basically, you know, darken your face.
They do that in a lot of cartoons, you know, like Bugs Bunny,
Wile E. Coyote.
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Well, most definitely do that. It's got so much usage of guns, it's not even funny. Well, oh, Tom and Jerry, too.
Yeah, there's Tom and Jerry. Tom got his face blown up in a wooden barrel, and he's got the yellow flower look on his face. His whole face is black.
By the way, I'm pretty sure we're actually talking about the old Tom and Jerry, not like the newer ones.
Yeah, I'm talking about the older ones.
I liked those.
Dude, those are hilarious.
I liked watching those cartoons when I was a kid. They were freaking violent, and I loved it.
Oh, same here.
And you know, like rewatching them now, it's actually kind of incredible what they got away with on the censors. Because now
it
would never be made. It would never happen.
Oh, yeah, like in the last episode, Tom and Jerry were basically on the train tracks waiting to get hit by a train.
Oh, yeah.
That's some dark shit right there.
Yep. They both got
what the heck? There's someone laughing.
But yeah, now this all comes back to the main thing. You know, entertainment, that's all it is. You know, and this is not supposed to be a racial jab at people. And people get offended over this. I think is really ludicrous.
Yeah. So
it is seriously
aside,
just say ludicrous.
There's a couple of other things that will also be considered blackface and racist. Standing right by where when a car blows off its exhaust at you, and you get like, you know, the fumes on your face. That's racist.
I've never had that happen.
So what? Are you not allowed to, like, you know, have dirt on your face? I mean. oh my goodness, how dare you, you evil racist, you know, clean yourself? I mean, like what is happening? What's happening with the world?
And you know what? And you want to know what the only non-approved way of cleaning yourself is if it's considered racist? Taking a mud bath.
Up, that's it. Racist. Yeah. Or like those face masks. Nope, can't do that anymore.
Yeah. Also, you know what? You know what that also reminds me of, just before I do go? You'll never guess that Gucci made a sweater and people cried it out because it was blackface.
What?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'll
pop this up, I'll pop this up for you right now. Yes, Gucci
did make it.
Yeah, it's, I remember seeing that. That's yeah, that. That.
That, what the heck? Is this real?
Yes.
Oh my, what the heck? Blackface. You know, and now think about it like this, though. Who are the real racists? Are the real racists the guys who accidentally do things like this? Or are the racists the one who say, oh, look, you're making fun of black people because they look like that?
You can't be a stealth ninja anymore now.
Nope.
No, but who's really the racist? If somebody sees this and they think automatically black person, that's pretty racist, right? Like, that's
I
not
mean...
good.
So, and pretty much I wonder, it's like, you can't wear balaclavas anymore. It's like, you look like a freaking...
Yep.
You look like a freaking criminal wearing that.
I mean...
Or a ski mask, yeah.
Yeah. And
or you're considered a terrorist or something.
Except now, you
By
know
who,
that
the far
that...
left or the conservative right?
Either or.
But wow. You know what? There was this one meme that kept getting brought up when that sweater was being worn. You guys remember I'm a Fire in Malaysia?
Yeah, oh yes! Oh
yeah,
my goodness.
Not quite.
Dr. Octagonopus, blah!
That had the perfect mouthpiece for that meme.
Yes.
You can't deny that.
Wait, does that mean that meme is now racist?
Chances are, yes.
That's a racist meme!
Oh, speaking
to
of which,
far left, it probably will.
Oh. Toonie asks in the live comments, is wearing a black fursuit blackface?
I was going to bring that up. That's so funny.
If someone says yes to that, then wow. Someone doesn't, bravo. You're actually
Or no, if you want to make it next level, get yourself a fursuit head, put like a little black mask so you can blackface it. Voila.
Wow.
So what if somebody wanted to dress up as an, you know, their fursuit, their character was an all dark black monkey? Would that be considered racist, or is that just their character?
Good question.
To the far left, it would be considered racist. To them and to whomever don't give a shit, it would be, it's just their character. And then they'd just give them a bunch of water bottles because chances are they're dying slowly inside.
Dying slowly inside. Yeah.
Literally, not figuratively.
You think that if, I wonder, maybe do you think people would call freaking SpongeBob racist because during the times during the Fry Cook games, they kept, Patrick and SpongeBob kept on calling each other yellow or pink?
Oh my gosh. I can't wait until someone literally calls them out for it.
Well, then again, you think SpongeBob is kind of racist because, like the Chinese, they're both yellow and they can't drive.
Oh my god!
My job agent confirmed.
Oh my gosh! Well, now speaking of that, they actually did have like a comparison of what we do with SpongeBob and what the Chinese would have done with the same character, and oh my gosh, it looks weird. Go look it up on YouTube.
Oh yeah, SpongeBob.
It's hilarious as hell. Yep, that's the one.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Now I guess that's kind of run that. So, you know what's next? What is?
Yeah, I watched the car wreck compilation videos. Most of them were basically or either Russia and drive black ice, or
yeah, Russians can't drive at all. Hold the vodka. No, oh God. We cannot drive.
Or China, and those cars getting ramming into concrete barriers.
Okay. Where the heck were they filming this? Were they filming this in Texas or something? Because a lot of us can't drive worth shit. And all the Texans know why.
All right. We have a comment from Inu Okami, who says, black ice is racist.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Don't call it
black ice. I love that dude. He's got a sense of humor.
No, it's no longer black ice. It's called ice of color.
I'm going to put that actually in the comments.
Reese, now we have to have our ice in the right color.
Yeah, oh. It's not black ice. Don't say that.
Well, anyway.
By the way, Joel, good freaking title. Good freaking title for this. Blackface gone mad.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. I saw that and I was just laughing my butt off inside from it.
It's perfect.
I have my moments, you know. How I come up with my titles. I can't divulge that.
Well, then again, freaking 2 weeks ago with Neo.
I came up with a couple of good titles in the past, you know. But this one was all jolts.
Don't worry. I mean, I love all the episodes I title, of course.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Other than that, though, so I think it's time to move it on. Much as we love this blackface thing. Here's next. All right.
I feel like they need to say the N-word.
Oh, yeah, there's one thing. Even though Texans can't basically drive, some of them don't drive because they're usually probably like teenagers or...
I'm surprised we never... Lucky for us.
The only reason for why I don't really drive right now is because I live in an area that has all the shops. So why be driving around when you can just walk outside of your house and go to these shops and restaurants?
You know what I was surprised about? How we've never said the N-word this particular episode, like, formally. And that...
Please don't.
And with an episode titled like this, yeah.
Well Neo said the N-word on the freaking Raiders a little while ago.
Was that when I wasn't in here?
Hey, I'm trying to keep our fragile monetization and our freaking ratings, man.
Okay.
That's all right, though. It's like, that's just the running joke of the thing. Screw them both. Anyway. Next topic. An Indian man wants to sue his parents for giving birth to him. Without his consent, wants to be paid for his life.
Excuse me, little dork. You're basically wanting to see your parents for giving birth to you. Why don't you go to places like, oh, I don't know, North Korea and do that? I'll laugh when they
He's not doing this in the United States. He's doing this in India, his motherland.
By the way, the United States, I said North Korea. There's a difference.
His beard is fake, by the way.
Oh, thank God, because I was going to say something weird about it.
Yes, it is.
Look at it more closely. Yeah, it's just glued on.
This is his supposed beard. And then this is him. And you know what, though? But this is India, because they have... Like, you got to remember, India is also one of the next overpopulated countries, which has come close to China.
And also, that basically makes them also one of the most... fastest growing economies in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still.
Now, obviously, this guy did this to be a troll. I mean, he's not actually suing his parents for being alive.
Maybe he's sincere about it.
This is on Fox News, like the Fox News main page.
No, yeah. I mean, the story is true, yeah. But I don't think this guy is actually suing his... I think he's doing this to make a statement or just to be a troll. I mean, like, actually
Maybe. There's two ways of going about this. I think maybe he's sincere about it. Maybe he isn't. Because apparently he says something about they claim he's an antinatalist and just thinks, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, anti so what now?
Anti-natalist. Like, people should not be having babies. What? Like, this strange movement.
So what's his solution? Should he just die? Would he rather not be alive? Like, what's his goal here? Like, why is he?
I mean, like, isn't that like, if you want to do that, like, you maybe everyone should be born out of a test tube so that that way, you know, they can't formally know their parents. I was actually going to mention
something like that.
We're all just birthed by machines in an automated process. Like, what the heck?
I know, right? Like, also, you know what's funny? Like, what his biggest gripe was. He said, if we are born without our consent, we should be maintained for our life. We should be paid for, by our parents to live.
So that would mean excuse everyone's... me, but
what?
If everyone literally made their parents pay, a lot of our parents would be flat broke.
I mean, or parents, everybody yeah. would pay for everyone ever. Like, everyone paying. Would pay everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not only that, but if you leave your freaking parents flat broke, well, you pretty much left them to die.
I mean, he's also yeah, got the thing to say to children. I would like to say, do not do anything for your parents if you do not want to. If you want to, if you truly, genuinely feel like doing it, do it. What a freaking entitled asshat.
No, I mean, come on. This guy has to be a troll. I mean, he's got a fake beard. Come on, like, this is too crazy of a story. This is way too crazy. I don't think he's serious. That's just my
opinion. Thank God he is not serious.
You know what? This thing also was, and I saw this, though. I almost had this thought of, like, you know, what are the libertarians going to see about this, though? What if they said, what if the baby consents, though?
Yeah, if the baby consents, what?
The only way for that to happen is if the baby decides to leave the mother's womb.
Yeah, if it decides,
that's the only reason for why. Well, he or she.
Yeah, right. Oh, doesn't no, matter. Sorry. I'd rather not be born. I like my miniature apartment here. It's nice and warm. I get free food. I'm good.
Lord knows some of us were tempted to do that.
What, go back in the womb?
No, stay in there.
Yeah, right. Well, the baby didn't want to be born, so, you know, I can't do anything about that. That's their decision. That's called a stillbirth. God.
You know what's crazy? I mean, you know what's like, what I did find funny, like, that's just to pop this back up, is that his mother basically says, like, ooh, he's, you know, admires the guy's, you know, temerity just to try and sue them. And if he basically and the mother says, like, if he can find a legit reason as to his justifications, then, you know, she'll feel guilty. She'll feel like this is my fault.
Okay, so she's just as dumb.
Dumbfounded.
I'm sorry I gave you life. If you can find a legitimate reason for why you feel bad for being alive, it's my fault, and I feel bad.
She's just dumbfounded, but she's like, you know.
What? What parent would say that? This whole family None. Messed up.
But, you know what, though? It's absolutely funny that he's... Luckily, this isn't... You know what's funny? This is India that he's doing this, and they also, like, they think... This is getting more and more popular, scarily, because they have, you know, the India's population just keeps up, you know, booming.
Mm. No, duh.
Duh.
Yeah, kind of like China, you know, they had that two-child policy.
Okay, you said two-child candy corn? I was literally going to say one child.
No, it was one child, now it's two. They just changed it.
Yeah. But it's funny though. You know what? What grinds my gears about this though, because there's a parallel to this as well in the United States. Because
you're talking about the abortion clinics that tend to kill babies left and right.
It's not just that, but rather the whole, you know, let's abort like up till birth. And you know who just legalized abortion up till birth?
New York,
Massachusetts.
This happened in my state, and honestly, it's the most evil, disgusting thing I've ever seen. They want to kill babies. That's what they want to do. They want to rip them out of the mother. These poor things are screaming in pain, as they're being killed because, oh, it's the woman, you know, it's my help. No, it's not. Like, you chose
the only reason for why I would literally say it, you know, is if it's affecting both the baby and the mother, not just the mother, but both.
But I mean, how is this a good thing? Why would people
it's not.
Kill babies? And you should see the Democrats when they cheered for this bill. And even the governor of Virginia mentioned something. He said, after the baby's born, the mother can talk to the doctor and decide what to do. So even after the baby is born, alive, is outside of the mother, they're going to decide whether or not to murder it. How evil!
If my happened with me, put him in adoption.
Yeah, or, you know, don't have unprotected sex. And, you know, they always bring up this whole idea of, oh, well, what if the mother is raped? Thing is, that only happens like less than 1% of the time. And even still, it's not the baby's fault to just kill it. I mean, that's just sick. The thing has a heartbeat in just a few weeks after it's conceived. I can't imagine something more sick and twisted than cheering for the death of children.
You know, and,
I could.
Yeah, you know what?
Things way worse.
You know who else just legislated this abortion bill? Massachusetts.
No. Are you kidding me? I didn't know that.
They did.
In Texas, we're planning on legalizing cannabis for medicinal use. The abortion thing? No, if the baby has a heartbeat, don't kill it.
No, don't kill babe. Don't destroy life. I don't like. What's the problem here? Oh, it's the woman's choice. What? Okay, and here's another weird thing. Let's say if a woman is pregnant, and her boyfriend hits her in the stomach and kills the baby. Well, he's going to be charged for homicide.
Not necessarily.
Okay. He will. But the New York law now makes it so that's not going to happen. He's not going to be charged with homicide because they don't consider it a life.
Anyway,
is that just the most crazy thing?
And it's just gone too far. And now this is literally just to say it, that the hill they want to die on.
Yeah, or let's say if you know you shoot and kill a pregnant mother, you're going to be charged for double homicide, regardless of how far along she is in the pregnancy. But if a woman wants to abort her baby, that's okay, and she's not going to be charged with murder. How does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't.
If this was happening in, I don't know, any of those countries that don't have laws like this, then she would be tried for basically killing her own baby.
Well, yeah, rightfully so. Just as the law is with anyone who harms an unborn child, you know, under the law in this entire country. That's just how it is. But not for the mother, for some reason.
Yeah,
it's her choice.
But that law in New York, if that ever happened here in my state, I would probably move out of my state as quick as possible.
Wait a minute, which state are you in?
Texas.
I live in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where it's happening. Sadly.
I know as soon as if they did that in, I would say, like, San Antonio, I'd get out real quick. If they did that for the entire state of Texas?
So far, it's just
moving to Arkansas.
I'd be moving out of the country.
Dude,
screw
so
that.
Far, it's just the eastern states that have been hit with this. When
yeah,
they're bringing it west.
Bad.
Yeah.
What about California or California?
Oh, they have. I don't know about that, but I wouldn't be surprised if they would, though.
They already have a rule about gasoline.
I mean, at this stage, there's nothing but a freaking apocalypse is going to save California.
So, this is a really weird contrast. You know, this guy is suing his parents for being alive. Like I said, I'm not sure if he's serious or not. And then you have people who are actively trying to kill babies. So, like, what is the point here? I mean,
he would fit perfectly well with the American abortion movement.
Yeah, would he rather?
I mean, the ones that are part of the far left that are
born?
All, let's kill babies, and then when they have kids, like, let's protect them. What the hell?
I guess he's okay with, you know, if his mother had an abortion and he never existed, I guess he'd be okay with that.
Yeah, but then again, the conundrum is we wouldn't have him, you know, spurging out about, you know, being born.
But like, what the heck, though? Like, this is the weirdest thing. I'm so sad that I'm alive. I'm suing my parents. Like, what?
But at the same time, if I was never alive, I would never have been, you know, bitched to my parents. So says the guy.
Texarkana should be one of my favorite cities, though.
Oh, well. I think that's pretty much that, though. But now the last thing, just to put us on a more better cheerful track, is when memes have gone too far.
Like what, the Shaggy memes, the Uganda Knuckles memes.
Shaggy.
Okay, when I said like literally when you just showed the photo of Fred memes, I literally said. And I think it was either the Furry Raiders chat or on Twitter. I will not be surprised if someone makes a meme of Fred. Actually, I said that to one of my friends on
Hangouts. Mortal Kombat 11. It's like, we want Shaggy.
That's the guy who started it, though. And then that eventually blew up.
Oh, and also, I literally looked on YouTube. And apparently they have for one of the, I think it's like Resident Evil or something, they have Shaggy as one of the main bosses.
Oh, you know what, though? It's gone so far that this has happened, that somebody created a Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition
that's what it was.
Rule set with Shaggy in it.
That's the one. I thought it was something else, but Dungeons & Dragons with Shaggy as the main boss. That is hilarious.
Why?
And someone's lost their shit.
Why even though? Like,
I think the
people.
What? I think they want to seriously just make a bunch of money, and they saw a meme going out that everyone thought was hilarious.
I was thinking, what was the first Ultra Instinct Shaggy meme that popped up?
It came from.
I'm not going back.
It came from Mortal Kombat. I mean, there's a lot that's going on. But
there was a YouTube video in 2017 where somebody showed. Okay, there was this one scene in a Scooby-Doo like movie where Shaggy was very confident and he fought a biker gang, and so somebody took that video, put it on YouTube, and then put it to like anime music and put it like in slow motion and made like Shaggy like this crazy boss who was, like, fighting against the bikers, and that was last year, or I guess 2 years ago now.
Are you talking about the one where they found the dinosaur stuck in a crystal?
I don't know what movie it was,
I know what the movie is.
There was
is.
A movie where Shaggy was hypnotized, and they went to, like, a bar or something.
Yeah.
And he got into a fight with some biker gang or something.
That's the one.
They basically were just flying all over the place, and they immediately retreated after he was beating the shit out of them.
I think it's Scooby-Doo and the Legend of the Phantosaurus.
That one. It was that movie. That movie's hilarious, actually.
So, like, that's where it all started. You know, Shaggy was under the, you know, hypnosis, and he had this false confidence that he was super strong, but it turned out he actually did beat the shit out of the bikers. So,
yeah, like, actually.
And they're like, well.
And to make the whole thing, the meme was basically played to a Dragon Ball song.
Yeah, anime.
That's hilarious.
You know,
what did Shaggy do? Did Shaggy roundhouse kick a biker?
Yeah, he actually did.
Yeah,
he literally, like, knocked one out and sent one. Actually, a few of them flying straight through a window, of all things. Like, you just hear in one scene, glass shatter and a biker just flying out the window.
Yeah, so here's Shaggy, the scrawny, cowardly stoner now becomes one of the most powerful beings on the internet. What a world. What timeline are we living in right now?
I would love to hang out with him if he's going to be all stoned out.
You know what? You would love to.
That dude could eat.
Because in this Dungeons & Dragons thing, Shaggy gets classified as a god.
This is turning into like him actually a freaking. I bet pretty much it could work for almost anything. Like Demigod Shaggy, it could probably work even well with Yu-Gi-Oh. You know, it's like.
I would not be surprised.
Yami Shaggy.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if there's a Yu-Gi-Oh card with Shaggy on it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure, or like a magic card or something.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the memes have gone way too far. They've made Dragon Ball Z-ified versions of it.
And those are actually hilarious.
Yeah.
But you know what? The best thing about this meme is that it's not political, and everyone can enjoy it. You know, it's not
and
making
not,
fun of
like,
someone.
Like, yeah.
Oh, and they also made a version of it with him versus Thanos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That one was hilarious.
Shaggy having his hand on Thanos' gauntlet and he just smiling at him. And Thanos is like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Oh, guys. You want to know another meme that's gone too far?
You got into Knuckles being won?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Is it the Democrat KKK one?
Oh God!
We missed our chance to do it, but no, that was rightfully deserved. They rightfully
deserved. Yes, it was. Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank God. I didn't even see the speech at all, and yet I see on Twitter, Democrats are wearing all white. I'm like, what the hell?
And then everybody just put a Klan robe on them.
Yeah. Somebody made a picture of all the women who were actually wearing white in the House chamber. And then they put like KKK hoods on them, and it's like, yeah, historically accurate. Yeah, that's
oh yeah,
that was great.
So, you want to know what the actual meme I was looking for was that went overboard?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Yours, everyone. Have a look at this.
Oh yeah, Ugandan, freaking big Chungus fursuit.
And what you see here, is just the wireframe of what will be the Chungus suit.
And keep scrolling down.
No, up. Newer. There
yeah,
we go.
Actually doing
it looks like Bugs Bunny after he was smoking pot or something. He's
and he got
that stoner look on his face.
Hey, I mean,
I wonder
you know
where that Bugs Bunny came from, what he did to get chunky like that.
He probably ate
going,
a lot of
going
carrots.
Up, keep going up, Schultz. It's even more hilarious.
Oh, yes. Here.
Oh, no.
Oh,
kill
God. Please. Gouge my eyes out or something.
He's really going through with this. Like, he's actually he's
the
got
maker,
the body
she's,
work
she's
going.
Gone. She's all in. She is all in. Like, you see
I
now,
literally have my... hands over the camera.
The
like,
base
nope,
and the wire
for
and, and the freaking wireframe is already furred.
This thing will eat your soul.
And that's what I thought fursuits were made for.
No, well, it looks like he already ate a bunch of souls already.
No, he ain't getting mine.
Well, then again, furries are
like
into four, so... Come on, this is furries we're also talking about. Furries are also into vor, so it they devour anything.
Yeah, I wonder who's in there.
Let's see. I'm surprised that candy corn isn't, because everyone knows that candy corn is delicious as hell.
Aw, I am edible.
Oh, good grief. Somebody would
Are you an actual... Please tell me, can you be considered an edible? You don't know what I'm referring to, freaking
no.
Ivy. I'm referring
God.
To.
I know exactly what you're referring to.
Dude,
I'm referring to cannabis.
Like, I know what you're talking about, man. It sounds like super groovy. I'm gonna go get
some
cheese nuts.
Damn, that almost sounded like Shaggy. Oh my gosh.
Like Scoob. Scoob. The dog is talking, man.
Oh my gosh. Well, now we know who you've been hanging out with for the past few months.
Hey, man. I'm just solving my mysteries. Me and my dog. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple of little things first. Who Jimmy was asking, who's the maker of this suit? This person is the maker of the suit.
And there's some controversy about this, too.
Yes, she was basically getting accosted because of her, you know, because of her stance against, well, not against, her stance on the gay community. That's what she was being accosted for.
Well, she's a Mormon, and so some furries are like, oh, she's a homophobe, she's intolerant, you know, we should hang this person, you know, as they always do.
And I always say, who gives a shit?
And you know what, though? Yep. And they had the thing to ask, the ghoul to ask, we need a new LGBT plus chungus to emerge in these dark hours.
Yes, we do. To counter it. Counter the Mormons.
Yeah, I mean, making a gay chungus to own the Mormons.
You know what?
Why don't you just make a ring to rule them all?
Big freaking chungus will just become an even bigger meme if the freaking LGBT community ever tries to do that.
Oh, dear Lord.
The left in itself is a meme, and they can't meme. So it's just a violent cycle.
But that's a meme in of itself.
You know,
it's
there's
like,
one part of the left that is more or less going to be just sitting there stoned out of their minds. And then you get the other left, which is Antifa, beating the shit out of random ass people and basically cracking some skulls open.
You're talking about the people. The left that gets stoned is usually the libertarian left, and the authoritarian left will be Antifa and all the others.
Yeah.
I'd rather hang out with the libertarian left because
the stoner
those
left.
People know their shit.
Well, I know somebody like that, and it happens to be my sister's boyfriend. I'm not going to say any names, though, because he is kind of well-known in my parts.
For what? Cracking skulls open or just sitting there stoned out of his mind?
A little bit of both, but it's mostly some vigilante kind of stuff.
Oh, shoot me.
Is he Batman?
He could be
vigilante. Yes, a vigilante of justice.
Well, other than that, though, I think this is high time we basically pull the wraps up. Oh, actually, before we do, live comments. Inu Okami asks, "Oh God, I want to see the Chungus first versus the Dutch Angel first."
Oh man, that would be hilarious to see.
No. I can imagine Can you imagine telephone right next to Big Chungus?
No, I have something to read from this. SDX Darkest says, "We need weed, we need France, we need candy corns, we stash."
You're looking at the wrong person.
Sorry, man. I left it in the mystery machine.
If it's weed you're looking for, you're looking at the wrong person.
Nah, you want to come to me, brother.
Zoinks.
Please do.
I don't have any weed at all. And if I did, there was no way that I would be high to get. I would have given it to all of my relatives.
I would probably smoke a few, but I think I was born and my dad has an allergic reaction to weed, but I'm not going to say what it is.
Anyway, Well, I think it is time to wrap up this week's news cycle. So, closing statements, one by one, what you guys think of the week's, the craziness of these, you know, this week's news cycle, and what general things you want to say.
All right, I guess.
This
was a pretty crazy week. I have to say, though, I think this episode went really well, and we pretty much encapsulated. Yeah.
I don't know how you say it.
This
right.
is pretty fun.
Inibistan, got any closing statement?
Let's see. Sorry I wasn't here for most of it. It is freezing cold in San Antonio, and this is a really weird year.
Tell me about it. The weird year part, I mean, of course. I agree with.
That's a weird year for weather, because when the rain starts coming, the atmosphere starts going from cold to warm, and it starts pouring down rain really hard.
Where the hell are you at? Because whenever it gets cold here and it rains, the mountain satyr just picks up, and it makes my life miserable.
Anyway. I think it's like northeast Texas. That's it.
You lucky.
All right, Mikhail?
Yeah.
Crazy week. I'll just say that, and freaking all people in the chat saying we need a furry raider bong, and I'm freaking Boxcar the Husky. I'm happy Oklahoma legalized. Well, congratulations, Boxcar the Husky. Also, rate my hit.
get Boxer to create one, and when I get a job, I'll most definitely pay for one.
Of course. Also, one last little request. Toonie says, hey, Vera, can you do your Shaggy voice in A&E?
Yeah, man. I'm going to bring Daphne. Me and Scoob are going to come. It's going to be great.
Oh, God.
Last of all, Sparky, got any closing statements?
Oh, no.
Just come up with something for once.
Well, I guess everybody would just have to stay safe out there because and just don't be a cuck.
Agreed.
Closely to the point. And just
I can agree with that.
Yep. Just as a last thing.
Stay warm and don't die, please.
thanks for everyone viewing, having a listen. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I mean, we take pleasure in basically producing this for you guys. For your learning, for your entertainment, and generally just because we got things on our mind. As an aside, though, you will also find all our episodes on our YouTube, and the audio versions will be on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play Store, Stitcher, and more to come in the months and years ahead. And last of all, if you just to be more than last, yes, I do want a rendition of a furry, you know, Dixie song that was done earlier.
Yes, we should get on that.
So yes, I'll be putting the memo out there.
Oh my gosh, Toonie, oh my gosh.
What's he done?
Ask someone to link him to the big Chungus fursuit. I'm like, really, dude? Just go ask the person already.
Don't worry. We'll get him linked to that. But in that sense, though, I think this is time we wrapped up. And I will also like to say, this is us signing out. Farewell, and until next time.
Zoinks!
Bye.
Oh, dear.
Bye.
See you later.